Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Lady Gang Quickie.
It's so quick.
Quickie, quickie.
I'm Becca, here with Kelty and Jack.
What's up?
What up? How's everybody doing?
Oh, sorry.
I'm doing amazing.
I was just looking on Instagram of this cow or something that its dick was as long as its legs, and now I'm scarred.
That was disgusting.
I want to barf.
You know what? It's gross about boy dogs when they have penises.
And the little lipstick thingy comes
like
out.
It. Why would you
gross.
Ever get a boy dog? I mean, I know they need to exist so girl dogs like Orly and Callie
can exist. I love boy dogs.
Not when their penis comes out, and it comes out a lot.
Do you think I'm going to feel that way if I have a boy baby?
Wait.
Possibly.
Their penises don't come out.
No, but just their penises
way.
In general. I don't know.
Well, the penises actually technically do come out in the same way if they're not circumcised. But they don't come out like little red lipsticks,
right.
But they come out of the packaging.
You're right.
No, I know, but it doesn't come out like a dog's skin is brown and then the penis is red.
Yeah,
it's
no,
true. The red is...
That's the disgusting part of
the
it.
The red's gross.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, this is too... It looks like an inside organ. It's too weird.
It's too weird. And cows have the same.
Ugh.
Anyway.
There's a dog...
Have you ever had sex with an uncircumcised cow?
Yeah. I've been with one.
Oh, I... Yeah. I mean, I haven't been with one, but I've had sex with
I was with one that was uncircumcised and had one testicle.
Oh.
Because he had had testicular cancer as a kid.
Oh, that's
as a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I would even notice if someone had one testicle.
It was honestly really great because I... Who needs balls?
And ball play.
Balls
Nobody
are annoying.
Wants ball play.
Also, uncircumcised penises are no different than a regular penis when they're hard.
They get a bad rep.
They do get a bad rep. And then doesn't it make their sex feel better, right? Because they're more sensitive?
I think they're more sensitive. I don't know if that's a myth or not, but...
Just as long as you're not giving, like, a handy to a limp dick, you're fine.
Yeah, and as long as, like, you're...
I love your standard.
Once it's hard, it looks the same.
Also, as long as you're hygienic, you know what I mean?
Well, you have to be hygienic with it, yeah.
But that's how I feel about all dicks. I'm sorry, but, like, the smell... My friend Paul calls it ball vinegar. That smell.
Oh, that's nasty. Mm-hmm.
Disgusting. That happens whether or not they have foreskin. Mm-hmm. So
just wash your peen.
Wash your dick.
Wash your dick. Hashtag.
Wow.
Should that be a segment?
Wash your dick.
Wash your dick.
That should just be our...
I'm going to see this on Instagram.
Okay. I think it should be like a sign-off. Like
I do too.
When we hate someone.
Just wash your dick.
Wash your dick.
Wash your dick.
Like when,
and then because,
like when it's a guy that's pissed us off, like if someone treats you bad, Jack, be like, wash your dick.
But
get
the thing is,
wash your dick.
You say it with like a little bit of an accent because then it could go to wash yo dick or also watch.
Wash your dick. You don't know what it is.
Wash it or wash it.
Wash it or wash it.
Would
wash
you rather
your dick?
Would you rather have a guy who has nonstop 100% of the time underarm body odor, armpit body odor, or ball vinegar?
Ball vinegar because I love to cuddle and I like it when a man smells good when I'm up in his armpit.
Yeah, like that's hard because the armpit's always going to be there. And then the ball vinegar, maybe you just get a nose plug for when you're having sex. And then just don't give him a blowjob, I guess. Because I would throw up if I was doing that with a scent.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Yeah.
They should make that, like, you know that scent stuff that they make for the toilet now? Like the
poopery?
Poopery, like poop before you go spray. They should make a before sex ball vinegar spray. And you, like, you know, you spray it.
Like a gold bond.
Yeah, you spray it on your parts, and then it's like, vanilla.
That's actually
Christmas candle.
Or maybe more of like a Febreze that like just
that
cleanses.
Just deodorizes.
Like linen.
Yeah.
Linen would be good.
Ooh, it would be good.
Because then you just think it's the sheets.
Yeah.
And then just masks
the vinegar. I'm into that.
We could create it.
Should it be called Wash Your Dick?
Okay, you guys. Wash Your Dick has 36 posts on Instagram.
What? What are they? Tell us about them.
It's just a bunch of random shit. There's some memes.
Mm. All right.
Well, I guess we're on to something.
It's able to be taken.
Wash your dick. Do you think that our trademark attorney will be concerned when I email him and I'm like, can you look up
Wash Your Dick?
He probably wouldn't be.
I think
no, he'd be like, this is just another day of the Lady Gang.
It's true. It's
okay.
True.
Are you guys ready to go inside the box?
Let's go in the box.
Don't shake it too hard. What's in the Lady Gang box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
It's time to go what's inside the box.
Is it what's inside the box or what's in the box?
Okay. Oh, God.
It's like we can't figure out what anything is for the quickies, nor remember.
It doesn't matter. People still like it. Okay.
Allegedly.
Oh, here we go. Pineapple pizza.
No.
I love it. It's a hard yes.
Wash your dick. No.
I love it.
I hate a warm fruit.
I love, I don't know who, number one, who thought of pineapple? Because pineapple on cheese is odd, but it's so freaking good.
Mm-mm. It's delicious. Do you put anything else or just cheese pineapple?
I like pineapple and mushroom.
Gross.
Oh.
A vegetarian Hawaiian. It's great. But the best thing is Gordon Ramsay hates pineapple pizza so much. And he had this whole thing where I think if he raised a certain amount of money for charity, he would eat pineapple pizza. And it was like the worst moment of his life. Yeah. Because he's so funny.
That's amazing.
Yeah. He seems like a fun time.
Yeah. I want him on the show.
Next topic. Flaky friends. I am a flaky friend. Actually, no.
No, you're not.
That's not true.
You're just not a friend.
Yeah, totally.
No,
exactly.
You don't if you don't pretend to be a friend, you're not a flaky friend.
No, I'm going to tell you a story of how direct I am as friendship. This is how I work. So my friend, he loves to throw a big birthday party every single year.
And like, I'd be a flaky friend for a big birthday party.
No, and like I get it. Like, okay, I'm going to understand that this is important to you, even though I think it's stupid. So first this year, he was like, hey, do you have anything that you could give as like the raffle for my birthday party?
He has a raffle at his birthday party.
Does it go to charity?
I think it goes to pay for like the games and stuff at the...
He doesn't even pay for his own birthday party?
I don't know. Hold on. I'm not even done.
What the hell?
So he's like, I don't know actually where the raffle money is, so I don't want to quote on that.
Where does he throw
like,
this birthday party?
Like he rents out like a hall or whatever, you know?
Oh, my God.
And he was like, do you have anything you want to give the raffle? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Like maybe I could get some swag or something, but like I don't really know. And then he was like, okay, well, it's going to be this day. Let me know. And followed up like a couple times about the raffle stuff, and I like definitely fell off. I was a flaky friend. So then... he was like, hey, so for my birthday party, I'm thinking of not doing a raffle, but instead having like a celebrity auction. Do you have any celebrity friends that would want to get auctioned or could I auction you?
For what? A date or something?
I don't really know. So then I, instead of being like, bro, I basically text him and I go, wash a dick. No, I said, hi, I love you. I am so busy. I can almost guarantee you 100% I won't be at your birthday party and I won't be able to be a celebrity guest. I will wish you the best party of all time, but I am definitely not going to make it, but I do love you. And that's like, so that's not flaky. I was just like, I'm not
going to
what did he say back? He was just like, I totally understand.
I mean,
what I wanted to say was like, we're old. Please don't throw a birthday party where I have to be involved. Like, I'll come to your birthday party.
Here's the thing.
I won't actually even come to your birthday party, to be honest.
No.
Did we have a conversation where I discussed how annoying it is when people refer to it as their birthday week?
Oh, yeah. Or birthday month?
I can't. I really can't.
You get one thing, if that. I leave the country so I don't have to do anything and nobody's obligated for anything for my birthday.
That's true.
You get one thing, and then you cannot be pissed when people don't show up.
Ugh. No, it's honestly, the Instagram is missing out because since they're owned by Facebook, I need an Instagram alert when it's people's birthdays that I follow.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because they have it on Facebook, but like if you never go on your actual Facebook page, you never see the birthdays.
That's true.
Right.
And then people are so offended when you forget their birthday. There's two kinds of people. People who care 0% if you forget their birthday, and then people that literally, I think, have
they're gonna unfriend you.
Excel spreadsheet at their house that are like checking off the boxes if you
who
they hear from, and then you're on the blacklist like you forgot my birthday. I'm sorry. I'm on Earth. It's someone's birthday every day. Like,
and in all these years I've been on this Earth, I've met so many people. How am I supposed to remember people's birthdays? That's how I think. In middle school and high school, it's like, of course, you have five friends and you stay in the same town.
Well, yeah.
You're
going like to
remember.
Thing. Yeah.
Now it's insane to me.
And I don't like the trickery about a birthday. Like, some people will wait until the end of the day to post and be like, thanks for all the birthday wishes. And I was like, you should have posted that at 7 o'clock
so
in the morning.
So I could wish you
so
after
I could see it and then wish you a happy birthday. But you hid your birthday from us. You wanted us to be super sleuths. I don't have time. Wash your dick. I don't
have time. Wash your dick.
By the way,
super sleuth.
Sammy just texted me from the other room.
Yeah.
And she said that our lovely accountant is here today doing our books. And she said, she just asked, did they just say wash your dick?
Yes! We sure did, Debbie!
Hashtag wash your dick!
Wash your dick, Debbie!
She's going to pack up her things and never come back.
She's going to be like, I'm good.
I feel like she likes us.
Elena, what do you think of Wash Your Dick?
Do you think it's going
to
be a hit?
You want to add it to the Lady Gang?
It's vile.
I think we need to make a note that there is only 36 posts of Wash Your Dick, and we'll see how many we can grow it to.
I don't know who's going to confidently use that hashtag.
Me. You just have to end up throwing it on random posts just to add to the
number. Wait, you're looking really sexual in your bikinis in the beach in the summer. Mm-mm. You can be like, boys, wash your dick.
Okay, I know exactly what would happen if I did that. I'd post it, hashtag it, and 5 minutes later I'd get a text from my mom being like, Jacqueline, take that down right now.
Oh my God.
Dude, what does mom think of their posts?
I get texts on the reg telling me to take stuff down.
Really?
Like what?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not your scandalous. It's just your body's out there. But your body's amazing. If my body looked like your body, I would be like...
Listen, it looks okay now. If I don't take advantage of it, it's only going downhill from now. Yeah. So
it's true.
It's true.
I support... Listen, if you're of age, that's when I really get upset, is the teenage girls.
Oh, yeah.
Who are posting, like, thong bikini.
No, it's disgusting.
It's disgusting. And, like... It's not their fault. It's their parents. Where's your mother? Where's
your
father?
Wash your dick.
Why are they allowing it?
No, it's true.
No, and it's just...
What age is okay for a thong bikini? I wore one at 21.
I think in your 20s.
Here's the thing. It's different, and different cultures are different about, like, whatever.
Yeah, Europeans.
However,
people are wearing, yeah.
It's like the seductive photos.
Yeah.
Did you see Alec... Was it Alec Baldwin who...
Made a comment on his daughter's.
She was on this motorcycle, with her ass out. Like, she's a model.
Yeah.
It's a pretty, whatever, risque photo. And what did he write?
He was like, take this down or something.
Take this down or very, yeah.
Or oh God, no, or it was something.
Or stop.
No, it's like the internet is just so vast and anybody can look at your pictures. So if you're underage posting something like that, it's like, you don't know what... Weird creep.
You may want to be
masturbating to your photo.
I'm so glad that when I was wearing pigtails and a bandana and a round Oakley sunglass and a blue thong bikini on the private island when I worked on the cruise ship, that there isn't a digital photo of that.
Right?
It's terrifying.
God.
Although,
because
honestly,
they would pull it up for our television show.
16 was my best body, so I am a little upset.
It was? It wasn't mine.
Because I was on the pill and I had these massive boobs. I went from having nothing.
Yeah, that's how
and I was on the OG pill. Which is just estrogen pumping through your veins.
5,000 times stronger than they are now.
Yeah, I'm surprised I'm still alive. But I had these, spring break sophomore year, I have a picture. I have the biggest.
Can you post it?
Biggest boobs, yeah. And the tiniest little body.
So cute.
And I'll never have that again.
I went from an A to a C on the pill, but then I also gained 30 pounds.
Yeah.
It wasn't just in the boobs. It was in my face.
Yeah.
It was everywhere. It was not a good look.
I gained 25 pounds on just cruise ship diet. I wasn't on the pill. I was just
eating
25 pounds. Yeah. It's hard when you've been all the things, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? I've been 25 pounds heavier than I am now when I was in my 20s, and I've been 20 pounds lighter than I am. And it screws you up, man.
It really does screw you up.
It's a really hard thing.
That was fun.
Yeah. This is a tough conversation. Okay. Anyway. Flaky friends. That was our topic.
How we got to flaky friends from
How
that?
Did
I'm
we?
Sure.
Okay, should I do one more?
I will say though about that with the weight thing, I realize there's a really easy solution, and it's spending time with people who don't obsess over it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%.
I find that when I'm with friends who are really laid back about it, I become very laid back. But if I spend all my time on a set with a bunch of actresses, I'm a psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is nice that we're all pretty chill at this point in our lives.
Yeah.
And we're not watch us be season 2 Kelly Ripa, just so skinny.
Absolutely.
Just so
not.
Muscular.
I love french fries too much.
My thing is, I think after even my accident, I was so happy when I could move again
mm-hmm.
that it stopped actually mattering about the weight yep. or any of that or fitting in whatever clothes. I was I can do a push-up because I'm healed. I'm strong.
Well, you're looking
I'm
at your body more
badass,
as, yeah, like what it can do to you.
You know what I mean? So you stop I don't know.
I think a good thing to realize too, and we had this conversation yesterday, it's everybody picks themselves apart so much and nobody else notices.
Uh-uh.
Nobody's going to notice if you're 10 pounds heavier or 10 pounds lighter. They literally do not. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing to try to think about when we're talking about it.
Yeah. And I have friends who really fixate on features on their, certain features on their faces. And it's a lot
that.
Of the time, those things are the things that I love the most about them.
Especially now when everybody looks the same.
That's the thing.
It's the things that make you different is awesome and beautiful.
It's true. Did you see Southern Charm, that girl Naomi got a nose job?
Mm-hmm.
And granted, she's allowed to do whatever she wants. It's her face. Do it. If you've always wanted this and that makes you happy, like, whatever. If you're happy, do you. But, like, I used to look at her, and it's so funny that her least favorite trait or quality was something that I was like, she's so, like, there's something about her look that is just so different and so beautiful and so exotic. And then she went and changed it. And it's like, I bet you most people felt that way. And it's the one thing she obviously didn't love about herself. So it's stuff like that that I get really excited when people don't change the things that are different.
Well, and that's like a reason why I stopped following everybody on Instagram, because it's like the standard of beauty is like insane. That Kardashian face with like the same nose job and the same lips and the same filler in your face. And that's what you just keep seeing, like you're being bombarded by it over and over again. So even with me, it was starting to brainwash me, being like, oh, well, if I did this to my face and then if I got this, like you think that that's what makes you beautiful, but it is. Like those features are what make you look different. And then it's exciting to see somebody that like
doesn't
has a different shaped nose or has like thinner lips, because that makes their face look a certain way.
I will say, I was at a wedding like a couple weeks ago, and a woman unsolicitedly came up to me at the wedding, and she was like, I was so excited to see what you were going to wear today. I was a maid of honor. And I was like, oh my God. She's like, you look so good, but who dresses you for TV? It's just like, you're so boxy. Your body doesn't look good in those clothes. And I was like,
why do people feel like
a stranger? No. I was like, well,
wow, that's insane that somebody would say that in person, because usually people say that shit like
Think they're like complimenting you, I think.
But like, it's like
an underhanded
dig.
I think she was trying to say like, you're so beautiful in person and they don't dress you right. But I'm like, I have a body where from the side, it's one shape, and from the front, I'm very square. Like even when I went to the Golden Door over the summer and I was talking to the personal trainer and I was like, I really want a waist. Like, how do I get a waist? And she's like, your anatomy, like you don't have a waist. Like you're a little box frame. Like your shoulders are the same width as your hips and it goes straight down. Like that's just your body. And I was like, but I don't want that much. She's like, this is your body. And I was like, but it looks like boxy on TV. And she was like, wear a shorter skirt because you've got legs. Like, you know what
I mean? Yeah, your legs are great.
Yeah, so f*** you, lady.
People always think,
rude.
Oh my God, I spent literally 3 years with people coming up to me being like, oh my God, that ponytail.
Is that
why
you have such a thing about the pony? Because I thought you looked so cute, but you must have like a thing about it because so many people commented on it.
Well, it was like, number one, like being on TV in HD and having literally, it's like your full face on display and no hair covering.
You know, like all of your,
because if you have like a beautiful like hair situation, like Naya would always have like a great, as soon as she got out of the Cheerios ponytail and like graduated, she had like the big flowing hair and like looked way more beautiful and glamorous. But it's literally like shaving your head and being on HD, like that to me. But people would do it all the time.
Like,
and you're
in
like,
in person.
I'm like, thank you. I have to go to work tomorrow at 5 a.m. and do that ponytail again. I'm going to feel super confident.
Yeah, not that I'm self-conscious enough.
Already.
Thanks.
People really just...
assholes.
Yeah, they think they're being nice, though. And that's what I realize, is that they would always be like, oh my God, you look so much better in person. You're like... Thanks.
Again, I'd rather look better in person than in a picture.
I'd rather look better on TV.
Because more people are seeing you on TV.
I'd rather look better on TV, too.
All right.
Anyway, on
you may look better on TV.
We don't know yet, girl.
I won't think I do, but whatever.
Okay. Well,
body positivity.
Hey, hope you guys enjoyed this conversation.
We're not here for a long time.
We're here for a good time.
That escalated quickly.
Thanks for joining us on Lady Gang Quickie. Check out new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and more quickies every Thursday on podcast1.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.